for example, in a postmenopausal woman who is elderly and doesn't need many calories, she may need to take some supplemental vitamin D. Because vitamin D is not found in a lot of foods. It's in salmon, sardines. It's fortified in milk and cereal. But she may need to take supplemental vitamin D. And, for example, supplemental calcium if she doesn't like dairy products. But otherwise, if you're eating a well-balanced diet, there's no need for you to take dietary supplements.
If you're not eating a well-balanced diet, even junk food, can you take vitamin supplements in hopes of balancing things out?
You can. And if you take a multivitamin to cover some of those nutrients that you're not getting enough of in food, that may be helpful in terms of providing adequate vitamin C or adequate vitamin A, for example. But it's really easy to get the amount of nutrients you need as a reflection of vitamins and minerals from foods in a well-balanced diet. I mean, most people think that they need like much more vitamin C than they, you know, than they would really guess. Whereas if you have a glass of orange juice or if you eat one orange, you've pretty much met your vitamin C requirement for the day.
Why then are so many people taking, for instance, multivitamins?
I think they're drawn to it because they're hoping that by taking that supplement, they're going to benefit their overall health, maybe prevent a chronic disease, maybe increase their level of energy during the day. But unfortunately, the studies don't show that this is what occurs. In contrast, they usually confer no benefit or maybe even a small amount of risk when we take a dietary supplement of a vitamin.
It's a subject, though, of great concern to many people.
There's a lot of concern now over, you know, how many dietary supplements people should take and if they should take them at all, especially as more foods are fortified with vitamins. For example, vitamin water. Is this a good choice? We know that if we take like in a bowl of cereal that's fortified, that may not be such a bad idea because although it's fortified with vitamins and minerals, we're typically only going to eat one bowl of cereal. But for example, with a vitamin water, we could have a teenager drinking three or four bottles of a vitamin water, and then they may be getting too much of a particular nutrient.
And that is a concern as to how much of a vitamin supplement you're going to take.
The risks have been published in different forms of studies looking at micronutrients, getting them in excess forms, most recently in the Iowa Woman's Study, where we're seeing that multivitamin use is increasing the risk of mortality as it relates to multivitamins and individual nutrients like folic acid, B6, etc.
You mentioned that it would be a good idea in cases for pregnant women to take vitamin supplements. Are there any other groups that would benefit from them?
Postmenopausal women getting adequate calcium and vitamin D, and those individuals that have a family history of age-related macular degeneration.
Of course, on the other hand, who should stay away from vitamin supplements?
I think that anybody who is looking for a vitamin supplement to promise some miracle of relief in terms of
that extra boost,
right,
or the fountain of youth.
Exactly, exactly. The research is showing that when we're, you know, increasing these levels of vitamins and minerals, you know, 10 times what's recommended, that's when they're starting to detect that there may be a risk.
Vitamin supplements are certainly easy to get. Should you consult a doctor, though, before you take any?
Yes. Many primary care physicians are looking at vitamin D levels in their patients to make sure they're getting adequate vitamin D through their diet or through exposure to sunshine. And then some of the supplements interfere with other medications that a patient might be on. So they need to consider that as well.
And, of course, the vitamins aren't cheap. Are you better off just trying to get the vitamins through food?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not only cheaper, but I cannot find in the literature any adverse effect from getting any micronutrient in food form. So, in other words, if you get calcium and D and omega-3 fats through food, there's no harm, no risk. But I can't say that about dietary supplements 100%.